Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. 2020 has a parting gift for us, a classic nor'easter coming tonight. Cities and towns across the region are preparing for a lot of snow. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh just declared a snow emergency, meaning a parking ban goes into effect at 6 p.m. Quincy, Lowell, Mansfield, and Somerset will also have parking bans. Here with the latest forecast is Joe Delacarpini, Science Officer for the National Weather Service's Boston office. Joe, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, thank you very much.
So the two big questions up front, Joe, are always when and how much. So let's start with when. When can people start expecting to see snow today?
Sure. So it's going to start later this evening. Right now, our best guess for the Boston area is between 10 and 11 p.m. So, you know, if people have to get out, do some last minute, you know, get some last minute supplies or errands, well, we're advising people to do that and be finished by early this evening. So once the snow begins around 10 to 11, it's going to become heavy fairly quickly, so within about an hour or two starting. So you know, the good news is for most of us, it'll be falling overnight. We could see snowfall rates of about 1 to 2 inches per hour at times through most of the night. And then the heavy snow will actually continue into the morning tomorrow, but will gradually kind of lessen in intensity. So by about lunchtime, we think we'll just be left with some lighter snows for the rest of the afternoon. So again, most of the accumulation is overnight into the first part of tomorrow morning.
So how many inches will people be shoveling, do you think, Joe? And is it going to be that light, fluffy snow that's kind of easier to move, or the sludge that breaks our backs?
Okay, I'll give you good news and bad news. So the good news is, yes, this will be a light, fluffy snow, very easy to shovel. This is not the heavy, wet snow, you know, we experienced with kind of the last storm earlier this month. Kind of the bad news, well, this is going to be a pretty big storm. Widespread snowfall totals in the Boston area between 12 and 18 inches. We think the 12-inch totals are more likely in and around the immediate city and many of the suburbs, especially up toward the Merrimack Valley, Metro West, and even some of the southwest suburbs heading down 95 will be closer to those 14 to perhaps even 18-inch totals by the time it's all done.
So I would say that we are probably happily rusty after several months without one of these big snowfalls. Always a good time to remind ourselves of safety. What safety tips do you have for us?
Well, first of all, you know, if you can stay at home, please do. It's going to be a dangerous conditions, especially tomorrow morning. I know a lot of people are, you know, working at home, teleworking because of COVID, and that's really the best thing to do if you can. Really, don't go out on the roads. Tomorrow morning's rush hour is going to feature very low visibility, near whiteout conditions, snow-covered and slippery roads. Along with temperatures, they're going to drop pretty rapidly. So for most people get up, you know, 6, 7 in the morning, temperatures could actually rise through the night and will be around freezing. But then by 9 or 10 o'clock, the cold air is really going to rush in, and you'll see a sudden temperature drop to the mid-20s. So that could cause a quick ice up on a lot of the roads. So we're really advising stay home, let the road crews do their work, and this way everything will be recovered, you know, pretty much by the time the snow winds down later in the day, or especially by Friday morning. The other thing is to be careful in shoveling. While this isn't a heavy, wet snow, there's still going to be a lot of it. So take breaks, make sure you're hydrated, and please dress warmly. Wind chills will be in the teens and even single digits during the afternoon tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds rough. I'll also remind people, be sure to use masks and social distancing, but check on the older adults that live in your neighborhood, especially those who might be living alone as well. So last winter was pretty mild. I got to admit, I was kind of hoping we were going to get a repeat this winter. This storm looks pretty big. Are we in for this kind of a pummeling a lot this year, or might we get another mild winter?
Yeah, I would say not necessarily. This doesn't really, you know, predict the whole rest of the winter. So typically in our winters, we see these weather patterns that go in about 4 to 6 weeks. So now right now we're in a pretty cold and wintry pattern. But we kind of expect overall the winter will end up on the mild side. So we think, you know, as we head toward the holidays here, it's going to moderate back to near normal, even a little bit above normal. And then we could end up with kind of a drier and milder pattern as we head into January. So again, we kind of take things 4 weeks at a time, 6 weeks at a time. Things can change quite a bit. So It doesn't look like this is going to be a really persistent weather pattern into the next month at this point.
All right. That is Joe Della Carpini, science officer for the National Weather Service's Boston office. Stay warm and dry, and thanks for joining us, Joe.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.